Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast, the convoy of steadfastness between the treachery of the Egyptian regime and the obligation of its armies to act. Amid empty summits and deception conferences, a popular convoy calling itself the Convoy of Steadfastness set out from Tunisia, Algeria, and Morocco, heading to Gaza via Libya and Egypt, with the aim of breaking the siege and supporting the people of the Gaza Strip, who have been under blockade for more than 18 months. The convoy carried men and women of all ages, unified by a single goal, to break the siege imposed by the Jewish entity on the people of Gaza, with the complicity and direct involvement of neighboring regimes, foremost among them the Egyptian regime. However, as soon as the convoy approached the Egyptian border, the bitter truth was once again revealed. The Egyptian regime is not a gateway to salvation, but a partner in the crime. It prevented the convoy from entering Egypt, detained its members in Libya, confiscated phones, blocked communication, and forced some participants to turn back. It is behavior befitting only an enemy. Thus, the scenes repeated themselves, confirming that Gaza is not only under siege by the Jewish entity, but also besieged by Arab regimes under official political intent, disgraceful security coordination, and unwavering international complicity. The convoy was not carrying weapons or rocket launchers. It was a popular initiative symbolizing support for the besieged people of Gaza. Yet the Egyptian regime treated it as if it were a serious security threat. Has supporting Palestinian, even with words, become a crime? Has showing solidarity with Gaza become an offense that warrants repression and detention? What happened to the convoy of steadfastness is yet another crime added to the official record of betrayal by the Arab regimes, foremost among them the Sisi regime in Egypt, which never ceases to declare its commitment to the security of the Jews. It boasts about its relationship with the leadership of the occupation while cracking down on anyone who dares to extend a helping hand to Gaza and its people. The true stance is measured on the ground, not by slogans on the ground. The reality is that no border is open, no soldier is moved, and no siege is broken except by the order of Washington. There's no doubt that the convoy of steadfastness reflects a state of genuine popular sincerity and affirms that the Palestinian cause is central to the Ummah. It is the Ummah's cause and remains alive in its heart. However, the truth that must be stated clearly is that humanitarian convoys, no matter how large, do not uproot any occupying entity, do not liberate land, do not stop bombings, and do not lift a siege. Islam has made it clear that supporting the oppressed is a sharia obligation upon those who possess power and strength, not upon those who have nothing but slogans. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ. And what is the matter with you that you do not fight in the cause of Allah and for the oppressed among men, women, and children? An-Nisa 75. So who is being addressed in this divine ayah? It is the people of strength and capability. The Egyptian army, the Jordanian army, the Turkish army, the Pakistani army, and all the armies of the Muslims. Over 5 million soldiers possessing enough weaponry to destroy the Jewish entity within a matter of days, if only there were a sincere leadership. However, instead of moving toward Al-Quds, we see these armies besieging their own people, suppressing convoys, and guarding the borders of the Jewish entity against popular outrage. What is happening today is a clear illustration of the complicity of the regimes and their alliance with the occupation. Instead of Egypt being a gateway for support and lifting the siege, it has become a jailer on behalf of the occupation. Instead of the Egyptian army being a sword against the Jews, it has become a guard for their borders and a helper in enforcing the siege on Gaza. O soldiers of Egypt, O people of strength and power, doesn't Gaza deserve that you rise for its sake? Don't the blood of its martyrs and the cries of its bereaved mothers, widows, children, and elders call out to you? Isn't Palestine a trust upon your shoulders? Aren't its people, your brothers, and their support a duty upon you? Are not the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above the commands of your superiors? Supporting Palestine does not require statements. It requires tanks. It does not need condemnations. It needs decisions to open the way. It does not need a border crossing open for a day or two. and needs a full and comprehensive battle of liberation, Tahrir, you are the ones being called upon today to support the Ummah, to remove the treacherous rulers, and to carry the Ummah's project, the Khilafah Caliphate, to establish the rule of Islam, mobilize the armies, and fulfill the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض. Allah has promised those among you who believe and do righteous deeds that He will surely grant them succession in the land. An-Nur 55. The convoy of steadfastness, despite everything that happened to it, is a slap in the face of the regimes. It is a reaffirmation that the cause of Palestine is still alive in the hearts of the Ummah. Moreover, it is also a wake-up call. The time has come for Muslims to move beyond the stage of sympathy and enter the stage of serious action, to change the regimes, resume the Islamic way of life, mobilize the armies, break the siege, and liberate the land. So do not let the blood of the martyrs, the cries of the mothers, or the screams of the children be lost in the corridors of conferences or in the orbit of begging from treacherous regimes. Instead, make the convoy of steadfastness a spark for real change, the liberation, Tahrir of Palestine, and the establishment of the Khilafah. O Allah, establish for us the Islamic State without delay, a state that will liberate Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, break the hold of the Jews, and unify the Muslims under the banner of Islam, under the shade of the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life, and know that Allah comes between a person and his heart, and that to Him you will be gathered. Al-Anfal 24. Member of the Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Egypt.